Tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Friday, May 22nd, 2026. I am your embattled host. Not just surviving, but in many ways stronger and more effective than ever, thanks to you. You've seen the old Energizer ads with the bunny that just keeps going around beating the drum. Well, this bunny is powered by you, and you get all the credit. And I thank you and salute you all, but just don't forget this is an information war, and the horsepower of this machine taking on the globalist is all about you. So share those live feeds at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShow Live, on X at AJN Live and Real Alex Jones, and so many other great places like stations across the country. Woo, we got some big guests today. I'll tell you about coming up a little bit later. And we have got, I probably prepared 10 hours for this show. I went on a big 4 or 5 hour jag last night till midnight researching. And then I slept 4 hours and got back up and did it. And the crew, when I came in today, was like, you sent us hundreds of videos, hundreds and hundreds of articles on top of everything. How the hell are you going to cover this all? Now, like four people just grabbing the videos and printing all the articles. And I always print them because sometimes they change them or pull stuff out. So that's why I do this. But this is not a prop, these hundreds of news articles right here. How do I even begin here? I'm going to have to be really focused today because I know my biggest shortcoming is I do all this preparation and only cover 10% of what I get ready to cover on an average day, because we also cover other stuff that's breaking and have guests on and calls and all the rest of it. But they've released the next tranche of UFO alien files, and there are just hundreds of thousands of pages. I mean, no one's counted it up yet. It's got to be hundreds of thousands, if not millions. There's all these files and reports and audio files and videos and cockpit gun footage, and most of it's, you know, F-18 chasing a weather balloon. You can see the damn weather balloon up in the jet stream, and they blow it up. But other stuff is 100% super advanced technology, and in some cases not of this world. So we're ferreting and beavering through that. We've got a lot on that coming up. Very interesting. But notice you got Steven Spielberg's movie, Disclosure, coming out next month. You've got all this hype coordinated. This is a psyop in general. But a psyop to try to control a narrative that they believe must be suppressed. So there's something bigger to this. We've talked a lot about that. We'll be getting into it in tomorrow's news today. It's so obvious. Bill Gates basically funded a brand new vaccine company that had magically been given the patent to COVID-19 years before they released it. That's all on record. And then he made massive billions off of that. He bought into it a few months before COVID was released. And now Big Pharma magically has their Ebola vaccine ready and approved, right on time with the biggest Ebola outbreak in history, they're saying, and magically with the total hysteria. And it's real. I mean, Alpha Gal and all this crap, they've loaded up weaponized ticks. Now the ticks are popping up in Australia. I mean, they're planting these things. They admit they're planting them. Now they've got their Lyme's disease vaccine approved and ready. Here it is. Magical. I mean, they don't even try to hide this crap. We got that. We've got contractor hired to pave over Charlie Kirk's murder scene. Reveals FBI and governor ordered it to be done immediately. Yeah, they were covering up, folks. It's official. So we're getting into that. We're getting into the economy, Trump, a Republican rebellion in Congress against him, and so much more on this live Friday transmission. Share those live feeds now like your lives depend on it, because it does, at AlexJonesLive.com.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to TheAlexJonesStore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster, and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just CMOS and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it, and get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Found it at the tip of the spear. You found the broadcast that the bad guys hate above all others. I am going to do the very best job I can today because the news is just so over the top. Such a massive news day, and no news day is slow. We have obviously latest updates on the war in Iran and the devastation it's causing the economy, completely derailing the world recovery and the U.S. recovery, making the globalists so happy. You have now a Republican rebellion in the House and Senate at the highest levels against basically everything Trump's trying to do. So he got his revenge tour and did take out some bad neocons and rhinos, but also Massey and MTG. And his little victory lap with the Israelis wasn't very long-lived because now there's massive rebellions, and Representative Tim Burchett has erupted in fury over what's going on with the Republicans making deals with Democrats and shutting out the other Republicans. I'm sure Trump will probably target him next, say he's a traitor or something. Just absolute horse crap, but that's just the way it is. Also, Trump's making some good moves to stop election fraud, and the Democrats are calling it tyranny. It's not. People, well, that's a mixed bag. You said he might try to cancel the election using the Iran war, but now you're saying he's doing a good job going after fraud. I just call balls and strikes. And when he's saying, I may just stay in office and making all these weird noises and, you know, doing all these bizarre things, we have to then take him at his word. But I'm not saying he's planning that. I'm saying I'm watching that now. So I just call balls and strikes. And maybe I don't always call them exactly right, but I got a pretty good track record, better than most. Leave it at that. And you got Minnesota fraud crackdown, feeding our future. Leering centers, mastermind sentenced to over 41 years, 15 others arrested for scheme with at least $90 million stolen. Big Jeffrey Epstein case developments. We'll get to those things. Andrew Mountbatten, no longer the royal, he's been stripped of it. House of Windsor investigated over potential sex crimes. A man stuck on Epstein Island got thrown in a dungeon. That's confirmed. Now they got dungeons there. Who's running it? We'll get into that. The Pentagon just released a second massive tranche of UFO alien information. We're processing that. Already found a bunch of really interesting things, and also some just obvious crap like, oh, look, we shot down a UFO. Well, yeah, unidentified. It's a freaking weather balloon. Couldn't even see the tail on it. It's up the jet stream. Yeah, it's going 100 miles an hour because the jet stream's going that fast. So just absolutely ridiculous. But a lot of it is very, very interesting. We'll be getting into all of that. Also, from Austin, Texas, to New York, to Chicago, to L.A., to Portland, to Dallas, to Detroit, just randomly, people are shooting up ambulances, they're shooting up fire trucks, police, just randomly shooting up citizens, and in almost every case when they arrest them, they're illegal aliens running around foaming at the mouth. And there's all this new video coming in where in New Mexico and Florida, where you'll have one illegal alien plow over a bunch of people and the cops are there. And while they're there, another one crashes into somebody. And all these crazy truck drivers, where they don't even have driver's license, they just give them commercial driver's license all over the country. These Democrat-funded NGOs do. They just give them to them, and the police pull people over at night with their lights off, and they don't speak English. They have to use translators on their phone, and they go, I don't know how to turn the lights on. You don't know how to turn the lights on an 18-wheeler, and you're not driving it. I mean, this is just bonker town. And I wasn't even thinking of covering that, but it just keeps popping up everywhere. Tom Homan has called for all of the CHLs of these people to be pulled. Absolutely. I mean, this is just federal judges blocking Trump's move in California to do that. I mean, they want to get everybody killed, folks. They just want chaos, Cloward and Piven, total insanity. And then there's this, okay? We know within a few days of Charlie Kirk being murdered, they came in and dug down into the ground several feet of concrete in the middle of the university and scooped it all out and re-poured concrete. Now, you don't do that unless you're covering something up. And the more we look at it, it does look like the microphone was exploding and that somehow it malfunctioned and only shot part up into the neck of the projectile, but the explosive charge to fire it blasted pieces down into the ground. And that's been the working theory forever. But the point is, you now have the contractor, we checked, it's him. I want to get him on the show, by the way, the producers. Saying, no, I was told hurry up by the FBI and the governor. Get that dug out now. I mean, you could put the FBI and the governor in front of a grand jury and ask them, why'd you need to dig 4 or 5 feet in the ground and excavate the whole thing and then pour concrete in? I mean, talk about guilty behavior. If they were smart, they'd just leave it. And so what if there's some fragments? You can just say it's something else and, oh, yeah, right, you don't know that. But to make sure they got fragments out of the asphalt concrete, they excavated it and said, hurry, get it out of here now. And I'm just going to say it now. All that behavior, running up, grabbing all the cameras, running off, don't look good, folks. And I was the first to break 6 days in, and I was given this information. I asked these people, I said, why am I being given this? They said, because we can't put this out. It's too dangerous. You're willing to do it, right? That's why we give you this stuff. I'm like, all right. These are very credible people that were in the meeting. I'm going to stop there. And Kash Patel, the president, the vice president, Tulsi Gabbard, Joe Kent, they're all in there. And they've got information of foreign government involvement. They can't tell you it's classified. And of accomplices, you know, they were online saying he'll be dead tomorrow. Watch this, at least 10 people. The whole trans cult. So they were definitely involved as decoys or at some level. And that's why I was saying it looks like it's the trans cult because they're so violent. They're saying they're going to kill him. And they're there cheering around when the gun goes off. Yay, there's the hero. I did it. You know, famous leftist activists. I shot him. He said, oh, I did that so the shooter could get away. You mean the decoy or the puppet. And then you got the family of Tyler Robinson saying he's been totally set up. We've talked to them, but they're scared to come on air. 8 of them that you see on the news, they all say Tyler did it. That's not true. Some of the audio has been played. I'll just stop right there. So I'll tell you what's dangerous for the family. It's not going public now. I mean, they think, well, I'm going to stop. The point is we got the family, 8 of them, grandpa, grandma, dad, all of it. We've got them saying it's a lie and that he's basically mind controlled. You've got the contractor. In fact, we'll just cover this now. You've got the contractor saying, no, they told me hurry up and excavate it and get it out of there now. And then you've got Kash Patel at the meeting I was just telling you about, yelling at Tulsi Gabbard saying, I'm in charge of domestic intelligence. I want Joe Kent to stop at the National Counterterrorism Center investigating this. Do not look into foreign involvement. And since then, Joe Kent's gone public. They've all talked about it. It's all been discussed. And right after Kirk was killed, we were obviously in contact with Joe Kent. I'll leave it at that. Because Harrison, a month before, said, I was told by someone very close to Kirk that he thinks Israel's about to kill him. Well, Tucker Carlson and others have confirmed that indeed he did tell them basically that. And so Kirk was calling me up saying, keep the pressure on. They want to go to full war with Iran back during Midnight Hammer. Keep putting pressure on the Epstein thing. It's the right thing to do, and it's going to kill the Republican Party in the midterms. Good job, Alex. So I knew when people were saying he texted them and said that or called them, I knew he called me. Later people released the text and all that and proved it. Remember the Israel lobby was saying, oh, no, 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 that's all made up. And Israel came out with it a few days and said, we didn't kill Kirk. Netanyahu said that. And I was like, yeah, there's not evidence that Israel did it. There's evidence there's a cover-up. Well, now we've got almost all the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle in. And so I got upset when Candace Owens, who I don't want to fight with and overall thinks she's a decent person, was having people on that clearly were verifiably frauds, putting out false stories that when they got tracked down would be fake, then discrediting the whole thing. And of course, I've been vindicated on that. But this is a big deal. So the full video and the article is at alexjoneslive.com. Be sure and share that. Contractor hired to pave over Charlie Kirk's murder scene. Reveals FBI and governor ordered immediate excavation. Why? Why? Utah contractor Dan Merrill recently joined a podcast where he revealed the FBI and Utah governor Spencer Cox ordered workers to excavate the area where conservative icon Charlie Kirk was murdered within days of the assassination. Kirk was shot on Wednesday, and the government ordered the excavation and paver installation finished by Monday. Merrill explained when he got the call saying he received the bid to take care of the grounds where Kirk was killed. He just wanted to help because he felt bad about what happened. He was told by colleagues working on the project that nobody was to speak with the media because it was above their pay grade, and that the governor and the FBI said they want this done by Monday and we need it done. We're not asking questions. We'll play the clip here in a moment, but if he's just shot in the neck with 30-odd six and the bullet's in him, doesn't go through magically, then why do you need to tear everything out, never preserve any of the crime scene, and get out of Dodge so fast? I mean, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. So there's no doubt there's a cover-up. I mean, I have it from inside the cabinet meeting. Don't look at foreign involvement. You have them when Candace came out saying, I have the text messages that he was thinking Israel might come after him and he was breaking with Israel. They were threatening him. And they said she was a liar, so she released him and a bunch of other people released him, the text messages. They were proven to be true. And so he was getting ready. He was already starting to do it, speaking out about Israel trying to bully and control. He was a pro-Massey guy. And they said, hey, man, we've been funding this kid. They weren't his biggest funders, but they were one of the largest and let's say most long-term. And they said, we own this guy. 86's ass. And that's what happened. I mean, that's 99% chance on that. I mean, I don't see how you don't look at all this evidence and come back with that. Again, someone's shot in the neck. The bullet's in him, the autopsy says, or the surgeon said, never really an autopsy. The attending surgeon. And you've got to excavate it? Well, I mean, what the hell is that? Oklahoma City bombing. You had Ben Parton there within 3 days, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, saying, look, bombs blew up in the back. Those columns are blasted off perfectly with plastic explosives. Columns closer to the truck bomb weren't blown down. Even the outer casings weren't. He could do the equations of an ammonium nitrate. He couldn't do that. It would have to be, you know, a bomb 10 times that size, Parton estimated. And so they tore it all down and took it to a government landfill, dug a giant pit, ground up all the concrete pieces, and then poured hundreds and hundreds of trucks of concrete onto it so no one could ever forensically go investigate what was in it. That's the same thing. Hurry up and dig this out and get all this out. No one, get rid of the crime scene right now. Hurry, dig it out. Dig it out right now. That's like if somebody's walking down the street at midnight in a neighborhood and the cops are doing a patrol and the person's dressed in black and they see a cop car and they run. It's called probable cause. Cops, lights are on, woo, woo, woo. What, you know, guys jumping fences, everything else. A helicopter gets involved, cops chase them down, and the guy's got a bag of stolen jewelry and guns. He just broke in two houses. The cops know when we get this guy, he's got a bag of meth or he just robbed somebody. And the people running this, the FBI, the Republican governor, all of them are acting like somebody where you walk through the beepers at Target or Walmart and it goes beep, 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 and you've got your cart of stuff you bought, but they know you probably slipped in some stuff. They go, hey, let me check that. And the person books, you know, they shoplifted. I mean, this is, man, I just want to tell the people that did this, you know, the globalist consortium, Israel and the black op groups here, you guys are really stupid. They never would have dug the stuff out. No one could ever prove forensically. Even people went and dug out some shrapnel or something from the exploding microphone weapon. They could have had an apparatus down below him in the stage. I don't know, but you don't excavate something out unless you're covering something up. Just like Oklahoma City. They had armed guards around when they tore it down. Armed guards. This is in the news. I talked to local police as well. Like Don Browning, the head of the K-9 unit, Vietnam veteran, Marine, you name it, great guy. He's probably still alive. I'll get him on. Been on many years ago, several times. And the FBI came to his office and said, if you keep talking about all this stuff, we're going to kill you and your wife. Okay, not good. He told him, F off. So, but I mean, they did kill Terrence Yakey and others. So I'm just telling you folks that this is bad. This is real bad. So, people want to know why I'm off the Trump train. I mean, this alone, I can't sign on to something like this. Even if Trump's getting a lot of good done, I'm going to support the good stuff that his cabinet's doing, and I'll support some good legislation. And I don't think Trump pulled the trigger on Kirk. I have no evidence of that. But, I mean, Israel's killed a bunch of European and U.S. journalists in the last couple of years over there in Lebanon and Gaza. One of them, like a month ago, they call her on her phone. They said, if you want your head still on your shoulders, you got 2 minutes to stop reporting and get out of there. She didn't leave. They dropped a JDAM on her ass. 500-pound bomb. 2 minutes later. You got 2 minutes to get in your car and leave, or you're dead. She didn't leave. JDAM. On her. Look it up. So if you think they won't do that, you're crazy. And now here's my deal. I've got the Democrat globalist arm, the Soros, Bloomberg arm, funding attacks, lawsuits, ongoing. They are absolutely evil, verifiably, certifiably more evil than Democrats from what we know. But that doesn't mean that Anakin Skywalker can't turn to the dark side. And I think we got a Darth Vader problem here. Either that or, you know, they replaced Trump with a clone. And I'm joking. That's the same old Donald Trump. We'll also get into this deputy head of CENTCOM. He's on Fox News, and he's looks like he's wearing a rubber mask. And it's totally viral, the top story, you know, on Instagram, X, you name it. And they got videos of him, you know, days before on Fox, and it's not there. And from what I know, it's shadows, and the guy's probably on Ozempic, because just in the last few months, it looks like he's lost about 20 pounds. And when you're on that stuff, it wrinkles your skin, and you have skin hanging down when you're – it's like a turkey gobbler. I mean, I remember my grandfather. My dad's dad didn't really – because he died younger. But, you know, I mean, I remember my grandfather looking at him, and, you know, he had like a gobbler. You know, I remember my great-grandmother, my mom's grandmother – Graham, great lady. We go see her every week in the nursing home, and she'd read poetry to me, like the Jabberwocky. And I mean, she had a big old turkey gobbler, and it looked like a skin mask because it was, you know, hanging down. I mean, that's what's getting old is here. But everybody's sure it's a clone. Well, I'll give you my take on it. But they don't need to clone this guy. It's the same voice, the same neocon, the same warmonger. So why do you replace somebody with a rubber mask actor or clone or, you know, all this crap when you've already got somebody that's a servant of the New World Order in Israel? I mean, I don't get it. And I'll also address, because it was viral again yesterday, I wasn't even looking for it, 2 million views, 500,000 views, 80,000 views, 300,000 views. I'm just like, Edward, Jones is a clone. Jones is a clone. Jones is a clone. And it's emblematic of people not trusting anything in the system anymore, and I get that, but they don't have any depth or context. They know they're being lied to, so they start thinking the world's flat, Alex Jones isn't real. Well, let me tell you, if I'm a clone, I don't know it. I lost 70 pounds. I've gained about 10 back because I haven't been doing intermittent fasting as much. I'm about to do it again. I intend to go down even more. And when I look like Governor Tarkin from Star Wars with the, you know, cheeks and all the rest of it, because I look good when I get down 200 pounds. I'm still at like 240 right now. So, sweethearts, I'm going down to 200 is my next goal. About to start in a couple weeks. So you guys are going to be like, who is this guy? He doesn't look like, he looks like an old bald-head version of, you know, Gosling or something. Well, you'll see, because I look like I'm 20 again, but bald. Though this doesn't look like Alex Jones. His eyes used to be brown, now they're blue. No retards. My eyes have always been blue. I'm not talking about the general audience, but the people that just like, you know, that just believe the most mindless crap. How could anybody? They have a cloning tank, and then another Alex Jones pops out, but he looks a lot different. And then he has the exact same voice, the exact same mannerisms, the exact same text. And, you know, it's crazy. It's called losing weight. But I'm going to get to all of it. It's very entertaining. But it also goes this mindset that's coming up. Now, I mentioned the contractor information. So let's go ahead and play that right now. Here it is.
Why do you think they excavated so much dirt? You think that they were trying to make sure they got any bullet fragments or anything that was in there?
I wasn't looking at it with that lens, dude.
Really?
I wasn't.
It didn't even cross your mind?
It didn't cross my mind. Here's the thing. You know, you were saying stuff on social media. Everybody's saying stuff on social media.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I had been, you know, I got so disheartened with social media because they just spent
right here.
Fear.
I went to this clip late, so it's going to get cut off at the break. So let's just come back with it so I can play it on one piece. Now, this guy, we looked him up. He is the contractor that had the job. And he's got balls doing this because they're probably going to come after me. I guarantee you the university is going to not give any more contracts. So the guy's got integrity right there. I want him on the show. I want this guy on the show. But we don't need to believe him. They did order it excavated in an expedited fashion. Why do you dig up the concrete asphalt area in the middle of the mall of the university? Why do you do that? I want answers. But of course, you're not going to get them. And I'll tell the establishment again, you guys are getting really stupid. I mean, how obvious is that? That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I'm not trying to give you tips on doing bad stuff. But my God, I can get into villain mode. You know, I'm not a villain, but I can like switch to villain mode. And I'm like, that's okay. I'll tell you this, the public is lucky I didn't join Henry Kissinger when he offered me the job and others. Because they did try to get me to join them. And I would have been Darth Vader on your asses, but I'm not. I'll just sit here as a rebel and squat in the jungle fighting the enemy like a VC. I'm getting stronger while the system gets weaker. That's where I want to be, is with the people, not with the lords of darkness. We'll be right back. Stay with us. So excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back, but who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten, forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on, but we need your support. your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture capsules and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 Trifecta Iodine, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat and you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, for even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products, so it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directives.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot.
Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're back. Let me finish up with the Charlie Kirk situation. Then I'm going to shift into all the other news. But, I mean, this is just open and shut. Why would you come in and excavate out the entire area and pour new concrete in when it was all in perfect condition? We have the videos of it. And then that goes with ordering the cover-up of foreign involvement with the witnesses in the cabinet meeting, later confirmed mainstream media. The White House later confirmed it. Covering up the people saying he'll be dead tomorrow, a whole bunch of trans people as well. Obviously, in case they could fall back and actually say it was them. That's the cover story, the patsies. I talked to high-level TPUSA when I was investigating all this, and they said, no, Cashertel told me that, yeah, we know there's a bunch of people saying he'd be dead, you know, that day, that knew him, but we don't think we can get convictions of that. Still investigate them. Still drag their ass in front of grand juries. Nope. We've got our official story. And we're sticking to it. And you add to that the Epstein cover-up and the cover-up of Butler. Oh, no accomplices. Don't look at anything. On and on and on. This doesn't just stink. It's rotten. It's like you come back from a trip, you smell something rotten in the house, and you go, something's dead. and you look around, you poke around, you know something's dead, and you finally get where it's really stinking, it's an air conditioning vent, and you go up in it, and there's a dead, rotting possum in your air conditioning vent. That actually happened to me once. And you're like, you knew something was smelling, but now you found it. Now you know what it is. Big old rotting dead animal. And they're telling us, no, that's perfume. Oh, that's mom making buttermilk pancakes and bacon. I go, that'll smell like buttermilk pancakes and bacon to me. That smells like rotten meat. So stop pissing on me and telling me it's raining. And I'm just going to say this. If anything happens to me, we know the Democrats on open lines 8 months ago talked about using cartels to put bounties on myself and General Flynn and Trump's family and stuff. So they're suspects, but side suspects. I have to say, from action we've seen, it would be the Israel lobby allied with the globalist collaborators. If you know, Jones in a red light got carjacked and shot, or Jones was found in a hotel dead of heroin overdose. I don't use illegal drugs. I don't take heroin. I don't stick needles in me. You know, it's a lie, okay? I'll never kill myself. I'm not violent. One of their favorite things, globalists, is to kill you and kill your family and say it's a murder-suicide. Whatever happens, the globalists and their old allied affiliated groups are the main suspects. Just want to get that out there. But it's like Virginia Giuffre and others saying, they're going to kill me. I'm never going to kill myself. All these other people. I've solved the anti-gravity. I have the information. They're threatening to kill me. Dead. NASA scientist. If I disappear, they kill me. Gone. So this is getting really, really serious. And I got a lot of enemies, Bill Gates and Big Pharma and the New World Order. But I just want it on record that I'm never killing myself. And I don't use drugs other than alcohol, nicotine, and caffeine. That's it. Other than like Advil once a month or something. So that's it. Well, I was deadlifting the other day and scraped my shin. So I did put some Neosporin on them a few days. Neosporin. That's it. Let's be clear. So here is the contractor confirmed being ordered to get that covered up as fast as possible in Utah.
Why do you think they excavated so much dirt? You think that they were trying to make sure they got any bullet fragments or anything that was in there?
I wasn't looking at it with that lens, dude.
Really?
I wasn't.
It didn't even cross your mind?
It didn't cross my mind. Here's the thing. You were saying stuff on social media. Everybody's saying stuff on social media.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I had been, I got so disheartened with social media because they just spin everything and they talk and fear mongering and hate sells. And I didn't want to see it. I knew there was videos out there right when I pulled into town when it happened. I Googled it and I saw the video from afar, right, mm-hmm. of Charlie getting shot. And I thought, man, I don't want to see that shit. This guy got shot. You see it, you know, he's probably dead. Or dying, right? I don't want to see somebody murdered, especially a good man, a father and a husband. So I hadn't been on social media. I had stayed away from it. My wife had been on it, and she was a wreck, bro. She was just, all that ugliness was just. So when I got the call, I thought, you better believe it. I'm going to go help.
Mm.
That was all it was. Mm. I'm going to go help these guys. He's asking for help. They want to do it right. He framed it in the sense that, hey, we want this to be done right. So that's why I showed up. So, I mean, to do pavers correctly, you over-excavate. You get rid of the topsoil.
Oh, you do?
You do, 100%. Okay. You want to get a good base. And these guys had kind of, there was two guys in charge and a ragtag crew. One of the guys was in charge of a state-owned facility in American Fork. And the other guy was a maintenance groundskeeper on a facility in Provo. And these are the two guys I'm corresponding with. The first guy, the second guy that I hadn't talked to on the phone basically said, hey, look, we're not talking to anybody. We're not saying anything to the media. He says, this is above our pay grade. the FBI and the state, the governor and the FBI. That's what they told me. The governor and the FBI said they want this done by Monday, and we need to get it done. We're not asking.
We want it done. We're not asking. I rest my case. Cover up 100%. I have it directly from people in the meeting, Cash Patel, and Trump agreed, even though after 9/11, Tulsi Gabbard's Office of National Intelligence Oversight over the other agencies was set up to make sure foreign intelligence and domestic is shared. She's really the oversight boss. And Joe Kent's National Terrorism Center, that was set up for this. But no, 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 no. Remember, Cash Patel basically ran to be FBI director on the FBI shouldn't be so involved in intelligence. And the Office of National Intelligence and the Counterterrorism Center, they should head this up. But then 180, oh my goodness, you do not go there. You do not look at any foreign involvement. No, 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 no. Even though they had information. And Joe Kent gets asked on TV, well, can you tell us? He's like, it's classified, can't I? And the neocons go, see, he doesn't have anything. No, under the law, he can't tell you. But I can tell you they were investigating because we had the National Counterterrorism Center call us repeatedly, including Joe Kent. I'm going to stop right there. And why was that? Because we said Charlie was afraid they were going to kill him 1 month before. Harrison Smith. Yeah, tomorrow's the news today. We kind of got our finger to the pulse, our ear to the ground. Just a little bit. A lot of stuff goes on off air you don't know about. We have a lot of sources. I'm trying to get some of these guys on or at least do a real voice changer because they got AI that can re-scramble it and get their voice. And they're not scared, but I know a couple guys that were over in the whole Gaza thing in the last couple of years. And they said, and I know these guys a long time. Both of them are very pro-Israel previously. Combat vets, whole nine yards, Afghanistan, Iraq, you name it. And they said they've never seen anything this vicious and mean and cruel and deceptive, and now they're anti-Israel. And it's that type of information. I mean, we're talking shooting little kids, running over women and children with bulldozers, pushing them into graves. This is out of control, folks. You can go, well, Hamas and backed by Hezbollah did stuff like that on October 7th. Yeah, go fine, kill them. You know Netanyahu admits there was a stand down. He says it's the army. They say it's him. And you know Netanyahu doubled Hamas's funding in the years before this. And that's all on record. So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear you got to exterminate all these Palestinians and Gazans because, you know, of what happened on October 7th when Israel was winding up the Hamas Frankenstein. Israel and its leadership is Dr. Frankenstein. Israel's the doctor. Hamas is the Frankenstein monster. So I don't like the Frankenstein monster, but I really don't like the people that created it. And now they've dispatched of it. Because we're moving on to the next phase, but that's coming up. So I'm done talking about the Kirk thing. Obviously, I'll talk about it more as new developments come out. But that is a big, 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 big deal. People say, you need to focus on the Democrats. I do, and they're doing a lot of bad stuff. But right now, when I just go through who started the war, who drug us in, Israel, where does the evidence point of who killed Kirk? Israel and affiliated groups here. Who's derailing our economic plan, keeping us in this war? Israel and Trump. Now, the UN's trying to launch new pandemics and all. They want all their power grabs. We're exposing them. The EU's trying to censor America. We're exposing them. Got the Democrats destroying all the cities they run. We certainly want Republican candidates elected and not them. But even the Republican Party leadership is turning against Trump because he's screwing the pooch, folks. And all of you people, I would say something like Cat Turd on X is the most emblematic of this, just mindlessly declare victory every day in the Iran war, say it's 85 trillion DHS, Trump is invincible, godlike mind, everything's wonderful. No, it's not. And now we're 84 days into this, and it's a disaster. Look at these headlines. Overhead shot, please. And you can see this for yourself. I don't just believe these headlines. Memorial Day pain. Beef prices hit record. Consumer sentiment new low. Look at this. Let's just go through all this. Poll shows economic confidence plummeting as big problem for Trump. Oh, think so? Polls show it. The U.S. 450 gas economy. That's the average. Fewer nights out, more belt tightening, but it puts cost into everything. The 502 ghost, Trump's team facing symbolic blow to one of its favorite economic talking points. Yeah, let's put up the Trump, I did that thing. Yeah, Trump, I did that sticker. You know, little Joe Biden stickers pointing, I did that? Well, Trump did that. Consumer sentiment hits fresh record low in May as Iran war fuels inflation worries. Oh, think so? Beef prices hit record highs in Memorial Day weekend squeeze. Beef prices soar as Americans prepare for Memorial Day cookouts. What's the war costing you? America going bankrupt and the Great Reset succeeding and Trump's reboot plan that was great failing. This isn't just a regular recession or depression we're facing. Trump's revenge politics comes back to haunt him. We'll go through all the big Republicans turning against him right now and his power stalling and him going into lame duckville. Meanwhile, Tom Tillis slams Trump's stupid anti-weaponization fund, even though he's involved in similar things. The Democrats have all these slush funds for people they say are victims, so that's a red herring. But he is cashing in with insider trading on the presidency like nothing I've ever seen. Signs go up in California at Chevron blaming Democrats for high gas prices, and that's true. The reason it's $7-$8 in California is because they have that giant gas tax on top of it. So, you know, there's plenty of blame going around here. Don't ever forget the Democrats are even worse. Doesn't mean we didn't support what Trump does. We just need to point out they're worse. Yes, it's true. But it's personal with Trump because he was ours. And we went through hell to support him. And I'm still hoping he wakes up and gets back on track. Trump picked Warsh for Fed chair to cut rates. Markets are bracing for the opposite. Yeah, they're supposed to cut rates again a month ago. They didn't. They left them alone. Now they're set to raise them. What's that doing all the economic breakdown forecast? It kills the recovery, and we're right at the edge of total bankruptcy, $40 trillion in debt. It's a problem. U.S. national debt officially hits $39 trillion. It's really over that, adding approximately $5 billion a day since October. GOP senators punt budget reconciliation bill, tell everybody to go ahead and go home, over Trump's anti-weaponization fund that I know that Ed Martin was behind and was legitimately for all these people that deserve settlements. They gave Black Lives settlements, billions all around the country, federal and state, when they went out and rioted and attacked as their payment for it. This is for people that were wronged. Unbelievable. That's tyranny. Rhino Tom Tillis blasts Trump's $1.776 billion weaponization fund amid GOP push to kill the fund. Calls it stupid on stilts. That guy's a Democrat. Yeah, and people are like, what? Well, you said Trump's good. You said Trump's bad. Balls and strikes. You just decide yourself. As he started going sideways, I went from cheerleader mode to just, I'm going to call balls and strikes. The only way I can handle this. And, you know, I wonder if Trump's going to come out against Tim Burchett, who's so popular, such a great voting record, such a real guy. Everybody loves him. And will Trump go after him like he did MTG or others or Thomas Massie? Tim Burchett erupts in fury after spineless GOP cuts backroom deal to let Democrats run the show. This town is as crooked as a dog's back leg, I would add. He says a dog's leg. And I'm disgusted. Representative Tim Burchett calls out GOP for cutting backroom deals. Yeah, they're giving them the ball and ignoring all of the Republican Congress people that actually have amendments and things for their districts. Not good. Not good at all. So that is a really big problem we're dealing with. And now Trump's running around with Netanyahu saying, I'm getting ready to strike him again. Iran's like, go ahead. You dropped 7.6 million bombs on Vietnam over 15 years, and they didn't lose. They didn't give up. King George III shot a lot of cannonballs over 6 years at us. We didn't give up, so we won. You dropped 22,000 bombs on us. Let's go. You killed our leadership. We got more. Let's go. What the Pentagon assessment tell Trump again? That this would happen. And I didn't just believe their assessment. I studied it all myself. Why, you're for the Arab heads. You're for them mullahs over there, you damn traitor boy. No. It wasn't going to work, and Israel and the globalists knew that. It was going to derail the global economy that BlackRock and the Rothschilds won, and they are as happy as a pig in poop right now. Great job. So-called MAGA people supporting this. So Trump could point at you and say, I got 100% support. We didn't even have half the support. But still, you helped destroy America, probably. So just remember, when it all falls apart, which is already doing, good job giving the Democrats a win in the midterms, I predict. Excellent job. Excellent. I'm so proud of you. Don't listen to 17 intelligence agencies. Don't listen to the Pentagon or the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman. Nope, just call everybody Iranian agents who care about the country. Damning Pentagon leaks reveal huge blow to U.S. We're running out of missiles. Israel's running out of missiles. We're giving more support with our missiles than Israel is defending itself and not defending the neighbors, which is we already knew, but that's why the other countries are so pissed. The oil mystery at the heart of America's pressure campaign on Iran. Wall Street Journal has this big article. Well, they already said the Iranians wouldn't have places to store their oil if they can't sell it. If you stop pumping it with most of these type of whales, it degrades the well or even kills the well. What are they doing? Why are they still open? Why are they still pumping? Well, you didn't know they can just simply pump them into underground reservoirs or into old wells that are dry and then slurp that out later? Oh, you didn't know. You did know that, right? You did know there's satellite images all over their oil fields where they just have ravines and areas that are open and they just dump the oil right in there, right? You did know that, right? Trump, like, within 2 months, guaranteed, they'll have to give up because they don't know where to put their oil. I'm like, anybody that knows basic oil business technology, I mean, I'm not in the oil business. A lot of family's been in it. I know that. Unbelievable. It's a movie, but it's about the oil business. It's a great movie. There will be blood. And before they build the pipeline to the oil well, it takes them a few months. What do? They got a big old giant valley that they put a dam on, and they just fill it up with oil. And then they suck it out later. That's 120 years ago. That's how it works. Idiots. Sorry. Let's go ahead and go to Burchett. Here's the clips.
Mr. Chairman, could I say something at this point, or do I need to wait?
Yeah, you can go ahead. I'll yield to you.
Okay. I realize what's going on here, and I realize that, you know, when you're not sitting at the table, that you're not heard, and I realize the deal has already been cut. But I want to warn our party. You know, we're in the majority, and we're not acting like it. And we'll be in the minority once again because of this kind of activity. And I'm disgusted that both sides of the aisle, that we're not allowed to, deals have been cut. And I think that's wrong. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Hey, everybody. Tim Burchett just left the committee. Had some amendments that were cutting regulation, things that we should as Republicans do. But because of backroom deals they cut, they won't allow any amendments on the bill because the Democrats would, or one Democrat didn't agree to it. So here we are in the majority, and we're not allowed to do that. And I'll guarantee you, when the Democrats are in the majority, which they very much will, could be because of this kind of garbage, if we're going to be in the majority, you all have extended us an incredible gift, and we're going to blow it because we're not acting like we're in the majority. We got opportunity. It's not sexy. Deals with bridges and things. Anyway, the amendment did, and we allow the Democrats to tell us what to do. It's just unbelievable. At some point, we're going to have to get some guts. This town is crooked as a dog's leg, and I'm disgusted. So thank y'all for sending me here. I really am glad you sent me here. This kind of stuff I want to fight, and I let them have it. Anyway, Thank you all.
That's a panicking right there. That's an Iranian agent. You don't question anything Trump Republicans do or you're a traitor. Now, in reality, the Democrats always hold up the real infrastructure funding because when it doesn't get spent, it goes into general fund and they steal it for their NGOs. And that's what's going on. And it is beyond disgusting. And the Republican leadership is working with them. And Trump just sits there and lets it all happen. He should have that congressman right there heading up a leadership group to spotlight who's causing the problem so Trump can get on their ass. But instead, that's not happening. All right, we're going to break here in a moment. We have a massive Memorial Day sale that runs through Monday, running right now. On top of all the sales at thealexjonesstore.com, you get 25% off the top on top of every other sale that's there. That makes many items lost leaders, but they're so good, we want people to try the incredible products. The ultramethylene blue, the ultramethylene red, the incredible bovine colostrum, the zeolite spike protein chelation detoxification system. It's all there. That means the deals are already marked down, but on top of it, you're getting an extra 25% off. So stock up now. This is the time to load up. This is the Memorial Day sale, and it will not last. It ends Monday at midnight going into Tuesday. And on top of it, we've got this day only. It ends at midnight tonight, this Friday. Massive flash buy one, get one free sale. Oop, I just read that wrong. Sorry, they were doing it tonight. It's extended to Monday too. Sorry. Massive flash buy one, get one free sale is extended till Monday as well. Buy one T3 trifecta iodine tincture and get one of the very same size absolutely free. Get the ultramethylene blue tincture and get one free or mix and match the two. So extended until Monday. This is a bestseller. Both these are buy one, get one free, the very best iodine, the missing link, the very best methylene blue. Incredible. They synergistically work together. Buy one, get one free of the T3 or the methylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com. And on top of that, we are selling out of the new Freedom Shield wallets that are very, very popular, that are RFID and Faraday cage, hold 25 bills and 20 cards. Absolutely amazing. Limited edition. With 1776 and or the other design, Don't Tread on Me. Those are about to sell out by this weekend. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that funds this operation. And I salute you and thank you all for your support. And while you're on the site, it has the widest selection of Patriot apparel of every conceivable design and configuration. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You can also find the live feed of the show, the video and audio on the site as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action now to keep us on air in the fight against the tyrants. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI under Obama's command launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.